Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Three Johannesburg, Polokwane and Mbombela, 25 degrees. Action SA says it strongly opposes the City of Johannesburg's proposed renaming of Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive. The party's Funzi Ngubeni says Sandton Drive is perfectly neutral and unifying. He adds that this renaming offers no benefits whatsoever to residents of the metro.
We will leave no stone unturned to lobby all political parties in the City of Johannesburg to vote against this proposal, as we believe it offers no benefit whatsoever to the residents of our great city. The renaming of public landmarks to reinforce the city's heritage is well and good. However, the City of Johannesburg is currently faced with many challenges.
The South African Revenue Service is today holding a memorial service for former Minister Pravin Gordhan, who passed away after a battle with cancer. Gordhan was SARS Commissioner from 1999 to 2009. He was also lauded for his leadership and vision. Here's former Minister of Finance, Trevor Manuel.
You see, one of the hallmarks of this activism was curiosity. PG led an understanding of is we must be able to triangulate information. It was such a strong clash of values. Values between theft and democracy. Value about benefit for some and democracy for all that created all the difficulty that Pravin Lee lived through.
The South African Reserve Bank Governor, Setshenyahu, described Gordhan as a man who loved people.
The point of departure should be the love of our people. And if you love our people, you will go out and serve them. And today I can stand here without any fear of contradiction to say Pravin loved his people. And that is why he could serve them with so much dedication, with so much commitment.
City Power has urged Johannesburg residents to reduce their electricity consumption to prevent overloading. The system is currently constrained. Residents who receive electricity from the observatory substation are also affected following cable theft. Here's City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena.
The incident of cable theft, which occurred last night, caused power supply interruptions, which is affecting several customers in Kensington, Bezaden, Hood Valley, Troyville, Malvern, Bertrams, Lawrenceville, and Judith Pal, and also the surrounding areas. As soon as the process of securing material is complete, we will advise customers on the estimated time of restoration.
And former President Donald Trump says he does not expect to run for election again in 2028 if he's defeated in this November's U.S. presidential poll. U.S. law bars presidents from serving more than two terms, so Trump is not expected to run in 2028 if he wins either. This is the second time in 4 days Trump has mentioned a chance of defeat. I'm Chanel September-Netvedi with Nes. The Air Action SA sê hy verwerp die stad Johannesburg se voortgesalde na verandering van Sandton Rylaan na Leila Khalid Rylaan.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.